Model Test 3, Part 1, Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now, listen to the passage. Reading literature doesn't just improve your power of imagination, it also expands your capacity for creative reasoning. A study has shown that reading literature makes you more open-minded. It releases you from the pressures of real-world decision-making and lets you enter the mindset of those characters who are often very different from yourself. You may not be as imaginative as a famous writer, but reading helps you see the world through his or her eyes. The simple act of opening a book and diving into its world opens the brain up to new ways of thinking. The second and third readings. You should begin writing now. Reading literature doesn't just improve your power of imagination. Reading literature doesn't just improve your power of imagination. It also expands your capacity for creative reasoning. It also expands your capacity for creative reasoning. A study has shown that reading literature makes you more open-minded. A study has shown that reading literature makes you more open-minded. It releases you from the pressures of real-world decision-making. It releases you from the pressures of real-world decision-making. And lets you enter the mindset of those characters and lets you enter the mindset of those characters. Who are often very different from yourself. Who are often very different from yourself. You may not be as imaginative as a famous writer. You may not be as imaginative as a famous writer. But reading helps you see the world
through his or her eyes.
But reading helps you see the world
through his or her eyes.
The simple act of opening a book and diving into its world The simple act of opening a book and diving into its world opens the brain up to new ways of thinking. Opens the brain up to new ways of thinking. The last reading. Reading literature doesn't just improve your power of imagination. It also expands your capacity for creative reasoning. A study has shown that reading literature makes you more open-minded. It releases you from the pressures of real-world decision-making and lets you enter the mindset of those characters who are often very different from yourself. You may not be as imaginative as a famous writer, but reading helps you see the world
through his or her eyes.
The simple act of opening a book and diving into its world opens the brain up to new ways of thinking. Now you have 1 minute to check through your work. That is the end of part one, dictation. This is the end of part two, listening comprehension. Part 2. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on answer sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure the words you fill in is or are both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
Getting better grades. As a college professor, I am often asked for my advice on how students can get better grades. And after a couple of years of refining my ideas, I have developed some tips that will work for you, whether you are a first-year student or a senior. These tips are universal. First, attend all your classes. Many students skip classes for one reason or another. But if you want good grades, there are several reasons why you should attend all your classes. Absorb classroom material. Even if the professor follows the textbook pretty closely, sitting in the classroom and listening to the lectures will help you absorb the materials. Make presence known. One of the benefits of going to college should be that you form a mentoring relationship with some of your professors, and often faculty have participation points. So beyond just attending, make an effort to be involved in the class discussions. Earn attendance points. Many professors have attendance policies, so you can have a direct impact on your grade simply by attending. Record the class notes. These notes are vital clues to what the professor thinks is the most important material for you to learn. So, besides taking notes, learn how to better use them to your advantage. Second, use time wisely. Even if you do not procrastinate and are the most organized person in the world, time can be one of your biggest enemies in college. Here are some tips for using time wisely. Tackle harder work first. Yes. Tackle the harder stuff first so that you are sure to have enough time to complete it. You will feel a greater sense of accomplishment completing the work in this order. Take breaks as reward for work. Reward yourself for completing a major task by taking a break and chatting with a friend or watching some television. Not only are the breaks good motivation to help you complete something, you'll also be more refreshed. Do not overextend yourself. Learn to say no. Besides all your academic work, you will also be asked to get involved in all sorts of clubs and organizations while in college. And at some point, you will have to learn to say no to some requests of your time. Third, be a good test taker. Just about all college classes have exams, and sometimes the exams are the major portion of your final grade, so it's important to become a good test taker. Here are some hints. Know what to expect on exams. Every professor has a style of test development, so obtain old copies or ask the professor directly. Know the types of questions that will be asked, as well as the content that will be covered. Read questions carefully and plan answers. Take your time at the beginning of the test to read through all the instructions and make a plan of attack. Ask questions. If you don't understand something or need clarification of the question, ask the professor. Don't wait to get the exam back and find you answered a question the wrong way. Final thoughts on improving your grades. Following these guidelines should help your grades immensely, but here is one other tip. Remember to think of your professors as your allies, not your enemies. And if you're struggling with some aspect of the course, just go see the professor. We're here to help you become the best you can be.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear two conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the questions. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, Bob.
Jessica, what's wrong? You sound a bit miserable.
Well, Bob, I am. It's raining again, and I've lost my wallet.
Well, I've got some news today that might put a smile on your face. It's about a new study that tells us how we can make ourselves happier.
Well, that sounds good, and I'm feeling a lot happier already. Thank you, Bob.
So, Jessica, what are the things that make you feel happy?
The finer things in life. Good food, fine wine, things like that. And you, Bob?
For me, it's got to be everything. Nothing worries me, and I always look for the positive things, even in a bad situation. There's been some good news from Holland. That's where the World Happiness Database is, at the Erasmus University in Rotterdam.
It's been collecting the results of studies about happiness from all over the world?
Yes, and now all that information has been put together to produce some interesting results.
But Bob, happiness is a state of mind, so different things make different people happy, depending on their mood or situation at the time.
Yes, but this research has found some factors that we all share when we are searching for happiness. It also found what made people unhappy.
So maybe things like not having enough money or not going on holiday?
Nothing like that. Not materialistic values. Unhappy people are more aware of their life goals, things they want to achieve because they want to change their life for the better. Does that sound like you, Jessica?
Not me, Bob. I lead such a busy life that I don't always get time to think about the future.
That's good, because the study found having an active life is most important for a happy and rewarding life. According to Professor Vin Hoven, director of the World Happiness Database, we can make ourselves happier because we see that happiness does change over time, and that these changes are not just a matter of better circumstances, but also better dealing with life. Elderly people tend to be wise, and for that reason, happier.
Okay, our happiness changes over time. It's older people who are happiest because, as he says, they are wiser. They understand things more and have learned to deal with the problems in life.
That's right. The study also says if you think you're good-looking, rather than if you actually are, makes you happier. So you might be really ugly, but if you think you're handsome, then you're happy.
That's interesting.
Luckily for you, the study has also found that being sad for 10% of the time is actually good for you. Let's face it, we can't be happy all the time.
That's comforting to know. This is the end of Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on Conversation 1.
Question 1. Why is Jessica unhappy?
Question 2. What makes Bob happy?
Question 3. According to the research, what makes people unhappy?
Question 4. According to Vin Hoven, why are the elderly happier?
Question 5. Being sad for how long is good for people?
Conversation 2. 2 million high school seniors are gearing up this fall to apply to nearly 3,500 U.S. colleges. So which are the strongest academically that are toughest to get into? And yeah, of course, top party schools. We all need to know that, right? Well, the Princeton Review ranks the best 361 colleges, the Smart Student's Guide to Colleges. Robert Frenick is the lead author. Rob, good morning. Good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Look at the size of this thing. I mean, this is a lot of information here. And...
It's a lot of information. You're right. We've reached up to so many students, 110,000 students, to put best 361 colleges this year.
So this is a survey of just the students, then, with their feedback on their campuses.
Exactly. We think we know a lot about schools at Princeton Review, but we went directly to whom we considered power experts.
To the source? How does this differ to U.S. News and World Report's rankings and Newsweek along with Kaplan's rankings?
Yeah, it is just that. It's a qualitative survey of the students' experience, both academically as well as outside the classroom.
All right. So let's take a look at some of the strongest schools, academically talking, first here. And usually, of course, we expect the Harvards, Princetons, Yales, which they're up there as well. But this year, kind of a little bit of a surprise is Reed College in Portland, Oregon, score highest marks.
Yeah, number one.
Best overall.
Why is it? You surprised?
Actually, I'm not surprised. I mean, Reed College is a great school. It's got a great regional reputation and growing national reputation. Only 1,300 students, but a wonderful liberal arts school. We went directly to students. They told us that their professors were great, both inside as well as outside the classroom.
Tiny school.
Tiny school, yeah. But survey.
About 10 students per class?
Yeah, well, it's averaged 10-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. So certainly small, and they pride themselves on that relationships with the professors.
All right. Ivy Leagues did very well in other categories as well, like toughest schools to get into. And top in that list, MIT was first, followed then by Yale, Princeton, and Harvard, second, third, fourth, respectively. So any surprises there with them?
There are some unusual suspects on that list. We reached directly out to school administrators through our website, PrincetonReview.com, and finding out information on schools specifically, where they're looking from the SAT, ACT, GPA, coming into high school. So that's how we've come up with our list.
All right. This is the end of Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on Conversation 2.
Question 6. Who is Robert Frenick?
Question 7. What makes it different from the other rankings?
Question 8. Which school ranks number 1 academically?
Question 9. What is the student-faculty ratio in
Reed College?
Question 10. How did they work out the toughest school list?
This is the end of Part 2, Listening Comprehension.